This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
One of the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish, who used to go visit the Chazon Ish, once lamented that every moment he spoke to the Chazon Ish, he felt bad he was depriving the world of the Chazon Ish during that moment. In a similar sense, I feel that every moment I stand up here, I'm depriving the Kehillah of the majestic Torah of your Rav Shlita. As mentioned, I had the very special fortune to attend the Rav Shir for a number of years each week. And in fact, just last night I sat over from the Rav on Parshas Vayakel. Why in Vayakel we say that Bezalel put in the Badin, and then it says the purpose of the Badin was Lasis HaOrein, which in fact is not true. The purpose of the Badin is not to carry the Orein. The Orein carried those who carried it. And then in Pekudei, it says Moshe put in the Badim. Well, who took out the Badim so that Moshe could put them back in? It's allowed to take out the Badim. And I remember the Rav explained that an Orein is only an Orein with the Luchais. So when Bezalel put in the Badim, it didn't have the halachic status of an Orein yet. At that point, why did it need Badim? It was Lasei says HaOrein. After that, Moshe Rabbeinu put in the Luchais, now it has the halachic status of an Orein, and there it no longer says the purpose of the Badim is to carry the Orein. Really, b'makom gedolim al ta'amot, so just treat my words as a light interlude. B'hisboinein bein parsha l'parsha. It's also a great pleasure to see my dear friend Dr. Chaim Moller, who is my partner in many of the Svarim, and I thank him for all of his assistants. It seems like Pesach is far off, but of course we know it's just around the corner. We're already within arm's length of the Shloshim Yoim Kodem HaChag. And tonight, instead of sharing with you Vertlos on the Haggadah, I would like to present to you an approach to the Haggadah where we're studying the Haggadah as a living entity, as a document, to try to understand what is the structure of the Haggadah, the flow of the Haggadah, why certain ideas are located where they are, why certain ideas are located in the beginning or the middle or the end of the Haggadah. The most oft repeated pasuk in Haggadah Shel Pesach is V'higadeta l'bincha b'yom ahu le'emar ba'avor zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi'mitzrayim. This pasuk appears in the response to the Rasha. It appears in the response to the Sheina Yadei Elisha. We mention it again in Yochel Meirosh Chodesh. We mention it again in B'chol Dor V'Dor. Why do we mention this pasuk so often? Certainly, according to the Sefer HaTishbi, Sefer HaTishbi is a very interesting sefer, written by Rabbi Eliyahu Bachur, one of the Italian grammarians. I actually had the privilege to be at his kever in Italy. It's a small island off of Venice, Lido Island. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote footnotes on the Sefer HaTishbi, and the Sefer HaTishbi writes, the source of the word Haggadah comes from the pasuk, V'higadeta l'bincha b'yom ahu le'emar. Where does this word Haggadah come from? This special word. Where does it come from? What is the etymology of the word Haggadah? Sefer HaTishbi says it comes from V'higadeta l'bincha b'yom ahu le'emar. Accordingly, we can understand why we keep on repeating this pasuk again and again. But last year I saw in the Haggadah Reb Shimon Schwab that the entire structure of Haggadah Shel Pesach is predicated upon the pasuk of V'higadeta l'bincha b'yom ahu le'emar. The Haggadah begins, Manishtana avodim hayinu. That is derived from V'higadeta l'bincha. Your son asks, you tell him an answer. V'higadeta l'bincha. B'yom ahu, on that day. That's Yochel Meirosh Chodesh. Talmud Loimer b'yom ahu. Then you say over the whole story. Masfil v'gnusu, Messiah b'shvach. That is derived from Lamar. Lamar, say the whole thing. Ba'avor zeh, because of this. This refers to Rabban Gamliel Hayoimer, the explanation for the mitzvahs of the night. Asa Hashem li, God performed for me. That corresponds to B'chol dar v'dar, chayv adam lirois es atzmoy, kilu yasa mi mitzrayim. Says Reb Schwab, in the name of his father, B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, of course, alludes to Hallel. that says Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So not only is the word Haggadah derived from the Behigada Telebincha, but the entire structure of the Haggadah Shel Pesach emanates from this pasuk. Actually, in the Malbim Haggadah, it is also brought down that the source of the structure of Haggadah Shel Pesach comes from this pasuk. My grandfather, who was a rabbi in Pittsburgh for over 70 years, that's a long time to be a rabbi. He was a Talmud Muvuk and a Ben Bais by Rav Menachem Zemba. He passed away 2 years ago at 106 years old. His grandfather was the Rav in the city of Linshitz at the time that the Malbim ran away and wrote the commentary of the Malbim. So my grandfather actually grew up as a Yosseim, so he only knew his grandfather, who was best friends with the Malbim. So my grandfather always spoke about the Malbim. In fact, the Rashi Tevois of his name was Zikni Moiri Mardechai Leib Ben Yosef Menachem. So he felt a very strong connection to the Malbim. He didn't like to quote over the Malbim Haggadah because the Malbim Haggadah is not from the Malbim. It's somebody who used the methodology and the approach of the Malbim and applied it toward the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Okay, be it as it may, that is the structure of the Haggadah. But let's study the structure in another angle as well. We know there's a mitzvah every night of the year, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Leman Tizgar Es Yom Seischem Me'aretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. You have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, every night of the year, and according to the Chachamim, at least every day. Besides the daily mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a special mitzvah the night of the Seder. You got it, Tal Bincha by Yom Avu Lamar. And of course, we're all familiar with the kasha of Reb Chaim, the Grach, and the stencil. The Emek Bracha brings it that if indeed there's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year, what is unique, what is significant about the mitzvah the night of the Seder? But there's an even more basic question. You know, the worst thing you could do to start off the Seder is to say, you know, everyone's been preparing for this day for 30 days or more. We've been cooking, we've been cleaning, we've been learning. By the way, everyone, just so you should know, before we start, Mestapra Mitzias Mitzrayim Balelois, there's nothing special about tonight. What a bubble burster to start the Seder. You know, the worst thing you could do before somebody does something special is to say, really? I hear that every single day. So why begin the Seder with this Mishnah, Misaprim Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelo, Summer of Elizabeth Ben Azariah, Hare Ani Kabem Shivim Shan of Loiz Achisi, Shatermal Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelo? That is not relevant to the night of the Seder. So these are two different questions. Question number one is, what is significant about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? We have a mitzvah every night of Zakira. But perhaps even more difficult is, why begin the night of the Seder by saying we should really be doing this every day? So Reb Chaim would say, and it's brought in the Emek Bracha that he heard from the Brisker Rav, that there are three differences to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that are distinctive from the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first Nekuda, Reb Chaim would say, is that the rest of the year you just have to relay the events, you just have to tell the story. But the night of the Seder, it has to be in a special method, in a special format. The son has to ask, and you need to respond. It has to be Shak Levataria, question and answer. That is the first distinctive quality of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then Reb Chaim would say that the rest of the year, you just have to say the basic narrative, not so the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder, you have to go through all the gory details, Maskel Begnus, Messiah Mishkat. You have to talk about And number three, Reb Chaim would say the third distinctive quality of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we have to explain the rationale behind the mitzvah halayla. Ram Gamliel Hayyimer. In fact, the Emek Bracha says that this actually accounts for the very structure of Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Haggadah begins Manishtana Avodim Hayinu. That is where we have the question and the answer. That's the Derech Shak Levataria. That's how we fulfill the first Nekuda mentioned by Reb Chaim. Then we go on to Masvil Begnuos Umasai in the Shvach. That's how we fulfill saying over the whole narrative from beginning until end. And then finally, we say Ram Gamliel Hayoimer, Kol Shloy Omer, Shloshadvar Me'ilu Ba Pesach, Le'yatza Yidei Chay Vasai. In fact, the Emek Bracha says that the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah clearly delineates these three distinctive qualities of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis says, Mitzvah L'Hidya Labanim. That's the question and the answer. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, Maskil Begnosu Masayim B'Shvach. And in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Mishal Ayomer Shloshet Varam Elu, Le'yatza Yidei Chay Vasai. And the Rambam concludes, V'dvarim Elu Kula Nikroim Haggadah. That's the definition of Haggadah. These three distinctive qualities of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So here we have another way to approach what we call the structure of the Haggadah. First, Manishtana Avodah Vayinu, question and answer. Maschil Begnosu Mitzrayim B'Shvach, the narrative. And Ram Gamliel Hayoimer, Ta'amei HaMitzvos. This is the well-known answer of Rab Chaim. I'm here tonight to tell you that I humbly believe there are a number of other answers to Reb Chaim's question. And then we have to go back and see, how do we understand Reb Chaim? I believe there's another major aspect of the Haggadah that we do not even attempt to fulfill every other night of the year. Not only is there a major aspect of the Haggadah, I would maintain that the definition that we began with, what does the word Haggadah mean? To say, to relate, that is perhaps not necessarily the very definition of the word Haggadah. The Rambam mentions there's another aspect that has to be expounded and spoken about the night of the Seder. The Rambam, in fact, says this element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is so important that aside from the well-known idea that Kol Hamarbe L'Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Harei Zeh Meshubach, the Rambam says, Kol ha-moisif u-marich bidrash parshazu harezu meshuva. That there's another subject that needs to be spoken about the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, aside from what we call Sibor. And this is so integral that we could apply the rule kol ha-marbe harezu meshuva just to this aspect of the Haggadah. And that is the Rambam says, based on the Mishnah Psachim, Doiresh me'arami oivedavi. You have to expand upon what is known as the Parsha Mikro Bikur. The Parsha in Kisavai, where you have the farmer, he has a ripened grape or pomegranate, and he's going up to the Beis HaMikdash, and this would be the last expected passage that would be required reading the night of the Seder. I mean, we have enough subject material. We have enough content in Shemois, Va'era, Boy, that you would expect, you wouldn't expect, you know, you have to talk about the night of the Seder? Some random parsha in Kisavai, where the farmer is going up to bring his new crop and to offer gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Agav Orfla, Mesiach Lefituma, in the course of his conversation, he mentions that the difficult origins of the Jewish people and Lavan tried to destroy us, and Hashem, and we went down to Egypt, and Hashem took us out. Why, Neman, why speak about, why emphasize the quote in Kisavai of what happens in Shemois Vayera and Bai? What's the source of this? Why does the Mishnah require this? And the Arsameach discovers a very interesting makar for the obligation to emphasize the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, the night of the Seder. The Gemara Pesach on Daf Lamed Vav brings the drasha of Shmuel that matzah is called lechem oini. And the word oini, pronounced oini, can refer to something that you speak about. The Gemara darshins lechem sha'oinim alav dvarim harbe. Bread you talk a lot about. What are you talking about? There's a lot of talk to talk about this bread. A lot of effort goes into planting the wheat, to cultivating it, to harvesting it, to grinding it, and people have to spend a good part of the year earning money to pay for it as well. But what are you required to speak about the night of the Seder? So Rashi says, Hallel v'Haggadah. So loaded Rashi. You're required to talk about the matzah. What are you required to say? Hallel and the Haggadah. And those two words are a gold mine. Those two words of Rashi are a gold mine, because then it comes out that Hallel and Haggadah are, in a way, an element of the fulfillment of Achilas Matzah. And while the Minchas Chinuch struggles, why would women be chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman gromo. Some Rishonim say women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Stipler suggests, well, maybe women are chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not as a mitzvah by itself, but since women are chayiv in matzah, and a chelik of the mitzvah of matzah is haggadah, so women are chayiv l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. That's the interpretation of Rashi. There's a lot to speak about that Rashi. However, the Or Sameach asserts that the Rambam has a different definition of the words Leshem sha'ainim alav dvaram harmi. Where else in the Torah, says Or Sameach, do we have the expression aniyan, speaking up, declaring? Because this is matzah, it doesn't say lechem shemedabrim alav, lechem sheoimrim alav dvarim, lechem sheoimim alav, that you answer. Where else in the Torah do we have the expression ania? Lo and behold, says the Meshach Hoffman, Or Sameach, we have this expression by the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. Be'anisa v'yamarta, be'anisa, not just merely to say, to proclaim, to declare. Says Or Sameach, in the opinion of the Rambam, from the words oimi, we derive that matzah requires that you say a parsha over it, that is referred to in the Torah as ve'anisa, namely the parsha Mikra Bikurim. The parsha Mikra Bikurim is an essential aspect of the mitzvah of matzah. If I may, I never said this before. I was thinking, there's an interesting ritva. You know, you ever wonder, the end of the Seder is Nirtza. What is Nirtza? Piyuter. Is Nirtza integral to the Seder? Or is it just a nice ending? It's a way for the kids to remember the night. Is there any halachic imperative in Nirtza? It's a very interesting ritva. The ritva says, Ve'anisa by Mikra Bikurim, you need to sing Mikra Bikurim. Shenemar batan lohem Miriam. The word ve'anisa means to sing. Shevach v'zemer. Could it be then that there is an interpretation of lechem oini, lechem shemezamrim olav, lechem shemeshabchim olav? And in that case, nirtza would not just be piyutim that happened to develop in the course of history, but perhaps it's integral to the mitzvah of matzah. And even though it's not mamish al hamatzah, maybe the halal is also a dimension. I believe some Rishonim say the halal, the night of the Seder, is derech shira, not derech likrais. Be it as it may, the Or Sameach says the Rambam is of the opinion that the word oini refers to the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. And the question is, okay, I understand, there might be a biblical source that we have to recite the parsha Mikra Bikurim, the night of the Seder, but why? What's the rationale behind it? What's the basis for it? What's the logic of that? There's so many other passages about Yetzias Mitzrayim that we could have expounded upon. What is so important about the parsha Mikra Bikurim? The Maharal asks a very fundamental question on the Haggadah. We know if somebody were to daven Shemoneh Esrei and they would say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vahanoira, Vahadir, Vahachozak, and go on and on and on with superlatives, the Gemara says Meshaskin, I say. Not correct. Mi Yamala Gvurais Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tehillasai. You can't just endlessly praise Hashem. So ask the Maharal, so why do we say Kol Hamarbe L'Saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Harezeh Meshubach? We should have a legislated text, and you should stick to the text, and that's it. When you're done with the text, call it a day. How do you have a right to even apply the concept of Kol Hamar Beharei Zeh Meshuvach? And the Maharal says that the purpose and the objective of Haggadah is not merely to say over a story, it's not merely to praise Hashem. What would be, says the Maharal, someone was down on their luck, and they were a shlamazel, lo yitzlach, they had no job, they had no clothing, they had nothing in life. And someone yanked them out of the abyss, and somebody gave them an occupation, gave them clothing, gave them a home, set up their family, and the recipient would then go over to the Benetech country.
Shkayach.
It's Russia.
Shkayach? That's all you could say? Shkayach?
You can't just say thank you. You have to enumerate whatever you can, as much as possible, all of the benefits that your benefactor bestowed upon you. So not, I'll never be able to list everything. Well, give it a shot. Give it your best. How about starting? Because if you don't give it a try and you don't give it your best shot, that's just kafoy toiva. That's ingratitude. Says the Maharal, the purpose of Haggadah Shel Pesach is hoida, gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now perhaps we understand why the parsha of Mikra Bikurim is so essential to Haggadah Shel Pesach. If the Haggadah was merely about narrative, we don't really need it. But if it's an expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi, as we know, states on the word Ve'amarta Elav. What does Rashi say? Ve'amarta Elav She'encha Kafoy Toiva. The purpose of the parsha of Mikra Bikurim is to express gratitude. And perhaps that's the emphasis of the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, the night of the Seder. We're all familiar. We have Dalet Kaisais, the Marsha and Brothais, the Gra and the Haggadah. Why Dalet Kaisais? Why is the number 4 so prominent the night of the Seder? It corresponds to the Dalet Hatzrichim Lahoidais. The Rosh writes that the 3 Matzois ideally should be made out of 1 Yisaroin of Soiles. Why? Because the Lachmei Toida, 3 breads, were made out of 1 Yisaroin. Yeah, what do the matzah have to do with the last metoida? Says the Rosh, because it's keneged, the arba atzrifim lahaydais. I believe the Beis Yosef says that. So we see the night of the Seder, we're not just relating a story. This is not just narrative. There's a certain responsibility that we have, specifically the night of the Seder. Maybe the rest of the year, it suffices. We could say, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Asher Atzitzi Eschem, Me'eretz Yisrael. We just need to recollect God took us out of Egypt. There is no requirement of expressing gratitude for that great benefit. But the purpose of the night of the Seder is to have an overwhelming feeling of Hakaras HaToiv Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu. Hence the emphasis on the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. In fact, look at Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Uvatzal HaKoyen Asher Hiya Bayom Imayim V'amar Ta'elov. He got it to you. He got it to you. That's an important word. The Sefer HaTishbi says the word Haggadah comes from V'he got it to Lebimcha. Says Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he got it to you. Oidinon! We thank you. The word he got it means we thank you. So then maybe the word Haggadah is sourced in the word he got it in the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. And in fact, Matsasi Esha Abanafshi, the Avodraham writes explicitly, the word Haggadah is derived from the Pasuk he got it to Yahayim, like the Perush of the Targum Yonasan, who, by the way, was not written by Rav Yonasan.
Really?
I never heard that. Yeah, Rav Yonasan ben Uziel did not write Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Who says that? The Chida. I believe the Maritz Tia says well. Chida says nobody disputes this. Why is it called Targum Yonasan ben Uziel? The printers made it up to distinguish it from Targum Yushami. The Gemara says explicitly that Yonasan ben Uziel wrote a Targum on Nevi'im. Uncles wrote a Targum on the Chumash. It's Doesn't the Gemara then say Targum Yonasan ben Aziel wrote Al HaTaira?
It's Targum Yerushalmi. Beit Ezemeh Avudraham writes explicitly that the word Haggadah means Hoidah. Could it be then that we've now come to possibly a new answer to Reb Chaim's question? Reb Chaim wants to know if there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. What is unique about the mitzvah the night of the Seder?
Could it be that the unique quality of Haggadah is that it's not to remember, but it's to express gratitude? Maybe that is fundamentally different from the mitzvah the rest of the year.
We'll come back perhaps to address Reb Chaim soon. Last year, I encountered in the Haggadah of the Shem Yishmael. Shem Yishmael brings in the name of his illustrious father, the Avnei Nezer. What does the word Haggadah mean? Shem Yishmael says, my father, the Avnei Nezer, would say, the word Haggadah comes from the pasuk Vayaged Moshe, or Vihigadat Lebincha, says the Shem Yishmael, the name of his father. Let's look at Targum Onklus, a very exotic source. Targum Onklus translates the word Vihigadata Vichavi. What does Vichavi mean? To point. The word Vihigadata doesn't mean to say, doesn't mean to relate, doesn't mean to talk about. It means to point. Meaning the night of the Seder, it's not enough. Okay, now what are we up to? Okay, we're up to Manashtana Alayla Zemikol Alayla Shabakol Alayla, and to say every word properly with every Shvanach, Milel, Milra, and grouping it together. Okay, I was Yoytzi, the Amira of this part. Where are we up to now? Okay, Avodah Mayinu, Leparim Mitzrayim. Okay, where are we up to now? There's no mitzvah to say the Haggadah. It's not a mitzvah of recitation. It's a mitzvah of demonstration. Perhaps similar to the girsa of the Rambam, Chayv Adam Leharais. The mitzvah, says the Shem Yishmael, is to be able to show your children, demonstrate to your children, bring it alive, make it something that you could describe still vividly, that you could say, Matzah zu, Maror zu, this is happening to me. That's a different dimension of the mitzvah, the night of the Seder, that is perhaps very different than every other night of the year. Every other night of the year, all you need to do is remember the narrative. The night of the Seder, there's no mitzvah to remember. And there's no mitzvah to say over. And there's no mitzvah to recite even. Perhaps the mitzvah is fundamentally different. Again, the Shem Yishmael just quotes the Avnei Nezer. With this definition, we're suggesting that perhaps this would be another possible approach to answer Reb Chaim's question of how Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than how Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than Zechira every night of the year. So that's what I saw last year. This year, I think I came across another answer to Reb Chaim's question. I'm afraid to say it, but we'll say it b'derech efsher. You'll tell me what you think. This answer doesn't come from Targum Yonasan ben Aziel. This answer does not come from Targum Onklus. This comes from a really exotic source, a really far out laramakim. You ready? Who says this? Rashi. Rashi. I looked at the pasuk Vihigadat Talabincha, and Rashi doesn't really say what the words Vihigadat Talabincha mean. But on the pasuk before, Rashi sure does say what Vihigadat Talabincha means. Listen to this. Listen to a Rashi. Says Rashi on the pasuk before Vihigadat Talabincha. Says Rashi, Vihigadata Milamedcha, this teaches you. Shatiftach loyata, you should initiate to your son, Bidivre Agada, with Agadic teaching, Hamushchinas Halev that draw his heart.
I must confess, I've seen this Rashi before. Many, many times. And nothing hit me. Until this year I decided, you know, I'm learning Chumash with Rashi. I should learn Chumash with Rashi with a pen also. I have to tell you, my learning of Chumash and Rashi was taken to a new level. Rav Olbam likes to say over, you know, Kinei Lefa Chaver. Kinei is a reed, a pen. Your pen should be your friend. It was a very good friend. When you have a pen in your hand, you see new things in the words. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I believe Rashi is redefining what the word Vihigadata means. Vihigadata doesn't mean to speak. It doesn't mean to tell. It doesn't mean like Targum Yonasan, to thank. And it doesn't mean like Unklus, to point. I believe Rashi's saying it means Tiftach L'alayata B'divrei Agada Hamoishchines Halei. Why is Agada called Agada? The Gemara in Shabbos says, Vayageid Moshe Dvorim Hamoishchin Liboy Shal Adam Ke Agada. Vayageid means to draw, to pull, to extend, to elicit. I believe similar to the concept of good Athis, good Asik. You have a wall, it doesn't go up, doesn't go down. Well, let's apply the principle. We could extend it upward. We could extend it downward. The word Vihigadata L'bincha, draw your child. Pull him. Pull on his heartstrings. Pull on his curiosity. We're all familiar. There's certain activities we're required to do the night of the Seder. We give out kloyos. We eat expeditiously. Choytfines ha-matzah. Perhaps this is all part of the mitzvah of Vihigadata. You need to draw the child. You need at least to get the kid to ask, huh? If all he's going to do is ask, Mazois, you've done your job. Halavai, he could ask, formulate a sophisticated question. But if all he's going to do is, what? What's going on? All right, you accomplished something. You were Mekayim Vihigadata. You drew him out. You pulled on his heart. By the way, in the Mechilta, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus interprets the words Vehamon Kizera God Lavan. The word God, it draws the appetite. It whets the appetite. Could then Rashi, there's a beautiful Lashon in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia Chaf Gimel. Rashi was Avihem v'Rabam Shel Yisra. The father and the Rebbe of the Jewish people. Could it be that according to Rashi, we have a third new answer to Reb Chaim's question? The rest of the year, you just have to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The night of the Seder, there's no mitzvah to remember. There's not even a mitzvah to talk about it. The mitzvah is, what can you do to draw the heart of your child? And maybe that's where the word Haggadah comes from. So, B'siyata D'shmaya, I think we're presenting three novel interpretations of the word Haggadah. We have the interpretation of Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, the Oidinon, gratitude, thanks. We have the interpretation of Targum Unklus, the Chavi, to point. And we have the interpretation of Avihem v'Rabban Shel Yisrael Rashi. And that is Lahamshith, to draw on their heart. Certainly Reb Chaim knew everything we're saying. Perhaps Reb Chaim was just answering the question in a halachic sense. What are the differences? What are the in halachic parameters of how you go about fulfilling, expressing gratitude, fulfilling, pointing and demonstrating, fulfilling, drawing their heart? So Reb Chaim said the halachic parameters are question and answer. You say the whole story. You're doresh the reason of the mitzvahs. But all of these, the fulfillment of these three elements of what is unique about the night of the Seder, perhaps would be a fulfillment of both Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, an expression of gratitude, Targum Unklus, demonstration,
And Rashi, of course, Lahamshech es Liban. So I got a new Haggadah this year. It's called Kir L'Chaim from Reb Chaim Falaji. And I'm flipping through it. And I see by Halach Ma'anya, it says Piska Aleph.
Okay.
And then by Manishtana, it says Piska Beis. So what's going on over here? Piska Ois. What are these Piska Ois? I start flipping through. And by the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, it says Piska Nun. And that's it. And then Reb Chaim Falaji explains. He says that he broke up Magid into 50 parts. Why? As is well known, and the Gros speaks about this, how many times in Chamisha Chumshei Torah does it talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Gros quotes Tikkuni Zayar 50 times. And the reason Rav Chaim Falaji brings from the Shevet Musar is because had the Ribbono Shel Olam not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would have fallen to the point of no return, which is known as the Shaar Nun. By the way, as an aside, even though it's pretty accepted, there's this point of no return called the Shaar Nun. Not everybody agrees that this 50th gate even exists. Our Chaim HaKadosh talks about it. The Ramak talks about it. The Gros says it doesn't exist. Lehayav Lehnivra. The Gaon and Mishlei says there are only 49 levels of Tumah. That's the meaning of the pasuk. Kol Koil Pa'al Hashem Lamanehu. God made 50 levels of Kedusha.
Vigam Rosha.
For the Rosha, there's only Vigam, 49. The Leshem brings the Machloikis, this Machloikis between the Gra and the Ramak, and he says the Gra is correct. But even so, this is commonly quoted. Even the Beis Halevi in Parshas Boy quotes from the Ari that had we remained in Mitzrayim a moment longer, we would fall into the Shaar Chamishim. But Reb Chaim Falaji says, and this is interesting, just as an approach to the structure of the Haggadah. I mean, whoever counted how many paragraphs there are in the Haggadah. It's interesting that the body of Magid has 50 piskois to indicate had we remained there a moment longer, we would have fallen to this point of no return, the 50th gate of Tumah. Okay, once we're at it, so there are 50 chapters of the Haggadah. How many words in the Haggadah? That's a good one. So I have a sefer at home. It's called Ahavas Torah of Reb Pinchas Zalman Ish Horowitz. He was one of the early Achroinim who counted different segments of Tfilois, of different parts of the Torah. And he says that he counted from the beginning of Magid until the end of Gaal Yisrael 1,820 words in the Haggadah. Okay, what are you going to do with that? And he said, lo and behold, he also counted the number of times the Shem Havaya appears in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Through 1,820 mentions of the Shem Havaya in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Wow, you know, now we're on to something. What possibly could be the connection between the number of words in the Haggadah Shel Pesach and the number of times the Shem Havaya appears in the Chumash? So perhaps we could suggest as follows. You know, there's a big question. By Makas Kinim, the Chachad Chartumim said to Paroi, Ezba Elokimi! Vayef Hezak Lev Paroi. Paroi hardened his heart. I don't understand. What does A have to do with B? The Chartumim just said, this is Elokim! And then in response to that, Paroi hardens his heart. How do we understand that pasuk? Ask the Tzlach. That's the question of the night. So there's a very important and very compelling teaching of the Ari that's quoted by the Shulchan HaKadosh. The question is, Paroi, was he a mamon or was he a kaifer? You know, the first, he says, Hashem HaTzadik, Vani V'Ami HaRashoyim. He says, Mi Hashem 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 HaBakoyloi. He says, Yosef says, Biladai. Elohim Yanesh Loim Paroi, so Paroi says back, Hanimsa Kazeh Ish Asharuach Elohim Boy. You know, he's really vacillating. He might want to consider running for office. Does Paroi believe in God or does he not believe in God? So the Arizal says like this. Pari had a very great rabbi. His name was Yosef. Yosef says, Pari, here's the lesson today. Biladai Elohim Yanesh Lein Pari. So Pari says over, says, very good, you taught me there's Elohim. Hanimsa Kazeh Ish Asheruach Elohim. But Pari believed in Elohim. He believed in Derech HaTeva. He believed in nature. He believed God created a system called Teva, called nature. He set it into motion. Then Hashem took a step back, and he lets the world run. Olam Kivin Hadanai. Pari believed in Elohim. But he was a koifer in the Shem Havaniyah. Mi Hashem. I don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come in and override the system. That Pari didn't believe in Elohim. Mi Hashem Asher Hashem HaBakoylai. So when the Chartumim said, Eds by Elohim, Vayech exactly Pathe. I know Elohim. Elohim, I knew a long time ago. I knew from Yosef. What are you telling me? So Moshe takes the stick. The stick has on it the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He wags it in Pari's face. Pari, get that out of here. I don't accept the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the purpose of the Makos were Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Oret. The whole purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim is to demonstrate to the world Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Neshim Abaya. Perhaps that accounts for the corresponding number of words in Haggadah Shel Pesach that are commensurate with the times that the Shem Havaya appears in Kam Yishechem Shetar. Okay, let's try this. This is very original. I hope you enjoy this. I think this is a unique perspective of the flow of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So we start off with a story. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfain. And you gotta wonder. I mean, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was there. Rabbi Yeshua was there. All the great Tanaim were there, but there is one Gadol Bishol is conspicuously absent. Where's the Nasi? Where's Ram Gamliel? Now, I don't know, maybe he, you know, not such a question. By the way, there are not that many accounts of Siddurim in Tannaitic sources. There happens to be another account of a famous Seder with Rabban Gamliel, where the Tosefta says that Rabban Gamliel was with the Zakenim in Lud. But it's also interesting, if that happened at the same time, they were doing very different things. What were these five Tanoim doing in Bnei Brak? Hayu Mesaprim Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oisei HaLaila. Ram Gamliel wasn't doing that. Ram Gamliel was involving himself in Hilchos Pesach Kol HaLaila. Okay. We know there's a Shaila. The Brisker Rav is very busy with whether one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipul Yitzias Mitzrayim, by speaking about Hilchos Pesach, where the Tosefta seems to indicate that, in fact, you are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipul Yitzias Mitzrayim, by speaking about Halacha. But why do we have these two different approaches in general to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and why is Ram Gamliel not there? You know, the Rambam has and presents his nusach of the Haggadah, and I think the Rambam, in his nusach of the Haggadah, by adding one word, is going to give us a very interesting insight into when this story took place. Because I also always wonder, Rav Lezer ben Azariah says, I hold really you should talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim every night of the year, but I was loizachisi. I can never prevail over the Chachamim. The Bar Tanur says, Lo nitzachti. Until that day, like, why couldn't he? He wasn't forthful enough. Why wasn't Rav Lezer ben Azariah able to present his opinion in a way where he was able to establish it as authoritative? We asked in the beginning of the shir, why would the Haggadah even begin? That with this Mishnah, the Rav Lezer ben Azariah said that Mesaprin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balilois, Haryani Kven Shivim Shana, Velois Achisi Shitamra Yitzias Mitzrayim Balilois. So the Brisker Rav and the Himek Bracha, they say very simply, we start off by establishing there's a mitzvah to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim every single night of the year. So the question implicitly is, so what's special about tonight? And then the Haggadah goes on to explain question and answer, the whole narrative, and the reasons for the mitzvahs.
But the Rambam adds one word in his Nusach of the Haggadah. Omar, not Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omar Lohem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, at that historic Seder in B'nai Brak with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa, he turns to them and he says, by the way, I feel like I'm 70 years old, but really I'm 18. It was on that day. That historic Seder took place on that day. You all remember the story in Brachos. It's like the most well-known Gemara in Shas. You have the saga around Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Question is Marv Rishus to Rechoiva? Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel said, do you say Rishus? Rabbi Yeshua said, no, not me, I know. And Rabbi Gamliel made him stand up, and the Chachamim were upset. Rabbi Gamliel was antagonizing Rabbi Yeshua. So they decided to depose Rabbi Gamliel, and they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi, because he was wealthy, he was 10th generation from Ezra, and he wasn't involved in the strife between Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asks his wife, and she says, don't do it, and he does it, he takes the Nasius. And interestingly, the Gemara says that on that day, a certain position maintained by Rabbi Gamliel until then was abdicated. Rabbi Gamliel had a very strong stance on who is allowed into the Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Gamliel held, Kol Talmud Shein Toichoi Kebaroi Al Yikonis, the Beis HaMedrash. You got to be as good on the inside as you are on the inside, as you are on the outside. So Rabbi Gamliel would stand at the door of the Beis HaMedrash and he would look into your soul and he would say, you could come in, you make a left turn on the corner. And when Rabbi Gamliel was deposed, the Gemara says either 400 benches were added or 700 benches were added. Until ultimately, Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua for mechila. Rabbi Yeshua said, no. So Rabbi Gamliel said, do it. Laman kvoid beis avi. So Rabbi Yeshua was michael him. And they reinstated Rabbi Gamliel. And the question was, you know, who speaks when? Should we do one and one? It would be too much jealousy. What did they do ultimately? Three to Rabbi Gamliel, one to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You ready for this? The first thing we need to do the night of the Seder is we need to have an open door policy. Do you think the Rasha and the She'enu Yodei Lishol and the Tam is coming into the Beis HaMedrash? If there's a policy that Kol Talmid She'en Toichoi Kebaroi Ali Yikaneis the Beis HaMedrash, is it possible? The Haggadah must begin. Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Hare Ani Kiven Shem. Whoa, he's 70 years old. When was that? Oh, that was the day Rabbi Gamliel was deposed. In other words, this is the one night of the year. We don't apply the rule. Stay away from the Rasha. Al Tizvada La Rasha. Tirchak Min HaRasha. No. The first thing we do is we've established the new Nasi in town is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Nitoisvu HaSafsol. We're adding to the benches. We cannot maintain the policy of Rabbi Gamliel, the night of the Seder. So we start off on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hare Ani Kivem Shivim Shana. No wonder why until that day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could not assert his view that Misapra Mitzias Mitzrayim Ba'Leilois, not in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who's many years senior, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, could not assert his view in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, did you say Marav Rishus? He said, no. So you think Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at 18 years old, in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel, wouldn't be able to establish his viewpoint? But once Rabbi Gamliel is deposed, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has the courage to say, Ariani Kavem Shem Shana, now I'm ready to establish my viewpoint. The Haggadah has to begin with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as at the helm, in order to allow all the children into the house. In fact, I saw in Rav Moshe Weiss's Haggadah, he quotes the Sifrei Chassidus. It comes from Likutei Maran, Rav Nachman of Breslov. Rabbi Seinu Higia Zeman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Shacharis is Roshei Tevois. Chacham Rasha Tam She'ene Yadei Elishal. She'ene Yadei Elishal. Chacham, Rasha, Tam.
This was the viewpoint that allows all the kinderlachim to the house. So I think Biderach Drush, in a way, you could view the structure of the Haggadah as a reenactment of the episode on Ram Gamliel and Reb Elazar ben Azariah. If you want to, why wasn't Ram Gamliel at that Seder? Now we understand why Ram Gamliel wasn't at that Seder. It was that day. According to the Rambam, it was that very day. He certainly is not joining them the whole night in the Seder. But Ram Gamliel makes a comeback. Because at the end of the night, we bring Rab Gamliel back into the scene. Now it's interesting. The Ram Gamliel in the Gemara Brachas is Ram Gamliel of Yavne. The Ram Gamliel at the end of the Seder, the Rashbat says was also Ram Gamliel of Yavne, even though the Chidah disputes that. We'll go with the Rashbat. So just like in that episode, Ram Gamliel and Rav Yeshua and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, at the end of the day, Ram Gamliel comes back, so too in the Haggadah, Ram Gamliel comes back. Once we get the kids into the front door, I don't think when they brought Ram Gamliel back into the Beis Medrash and he was doirish 3 weeks, then all those who were Ein Toicham Kedarim had to leave. I assume they were grandfathered in. So once all the kids are in the house and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was at the helm, even though we bring Ram Gamliel back, the kids could fit. So you say, but wait a second. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't split time with Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel got 3 weeks, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got one. Exactly. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah makes one statement in the Haggadah. V'ra gamli aloymer, kol shalo yomar, shloisha dvarim elu v'pet. Lo yatsa yidei fai basai. Rabbi Gamliel gets his three halachos. Now when Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua for forgiveness, he asked that they should forgive him in honor of his father. Who's his father? You would have thought it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, his father. Rabbeinu Nissim on the side of the page says, no, he meant Hillel. So just in case you don't feel that this drasha is compelling, the Haggadah continues. After Ram Gamliel Hayoimer, it says, Zecher Lamikdash Kehillel. So there's a very beautiful symmetry between the Haggadah Shel Pesach and that episode in Brachos. And it's not just to parallel a story in the Gemara, but perhaps to bring to our attention of the importance of, while the rest of the year, perhaps some children, it's more difficult. Lahamshech es libak, as Rashi says. The night of the Seder, everyone has a front row seat. Everyone is into the Beis Medrash. It doesn't matter whether you're Toichai Kabaroi, doesn't matter what kind of sun it is, everybody is invited in. Even if you're not on the Madriga, like the Sima Shmuel says, typically we do Orchatz before Kadesh. Berachatz basar. Typically it's Sur Meirah and then Ma'aseh Toiv. The night of the Seder, first we do Kaddish. We could just jump into Kedusha. It doesn't matter what Madriga one is on. And finally, a Ha'ara of the Briskarov. I saw this with Sefer Shaila. Tayyar Briskarov says, you know, typically, even when you buy a book, you want to know what a book is all about. So you examine the beginning of the book, you examine the end of the book, and that gives you a pretty good idea what the book is all about. The Gemara even says about the Torah. The Torah is Kuloi Chesed. It begins, Hashem clothed Adam Rishon. It ends, Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. It begins with Chesed. It ends with Chesed. It's Kuloi Chesed. Well, applying that methodology to the Haggadah, isn't it unusual that the Haggadah begins, Hashato Ha'ocho L'shon Ha'abo Ba'ar of Yisrael, and ends L'shon Ha'abo B'Yerushalayim? I mean, that's a very beautiful beginning and ending, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the subject matter of the Haggadah. The subject matter of the Haggadah is ancient history, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, we're always down for a good Lashon HaHabah B'Yerushalayim. But you could inject that at the beginning and end of any liturgy, and people would be happy. But why specifically Haggadah Shel Pesach? How is Lashon HaHabah B'Yerushalayim thematic to the subject matter of the Haggadah? Says the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat on the words Alachas Kama V'Kama Tova Kfula U'Mechupelas. What is this expression? Kfula U'Mechupelas. The Makos happen. They happen one time. They're not. How are they doubled and quadrupled? How are they layered? Ravina V'Chaye in many, many Mekomos, at least six places in Chumash, in Karakemas, in other Mekomos. Ravina V'Chaye says a lesson like this: Kol HaNeviim Maskimim Pe'Echad. all the prophets are unanimous that the final redemption will parallel precisely the exodus of Egypt. Like it says, "Kimetzischo me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois." It's not just point of reference. I redeemed you from Mitzrayim. I will redeem you in the future. No. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Masei Avoy Simon Labanim, the pre-enactment. The events with which the Ribbono Shel Olam brought to the world as a trial run to ultimately bring the final redemption. Rabbi Bechaya says, well, the Makos will repeat themselves. There'll be another Yetzias Mitzrayim. There'll be another Kriyas Yamsuf. There'll be another sojourn in the Midbar. Every detail of Yetzias Mitzrayim will repeat itself. Actually, what happened in Mitzrayim was a trial run on a smaller scale than what will happen in Asad Lavai. And there are houses that by reciting the events of the Haggadah, that is part of creating the Masei Avos to be able to bring about the Simon Labanim that is the Geula Shleima. So this observation of the Bris Karav, I think, is very insightful when we recognize that if your children ask, why are we so busy relating events that took place 3,300 years ago? It's not about ancient history. It's not about what happened in the past. It's not about something that happened to our forefathers. It did happen to our forefathers. And it happened to us as well, but it's much more than that. By reciting the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're speaking about the pre-enactment of coming attractions for the Jewish people. We need to tell our children, you know, what we're reading tonight is not just something that happened in the past. This is a narrative on a smaller scale of what will occur again, lanu ulvaneinu. To the extent where Chazal say that Pesach asidim libatel, meaning the significance of it will be batel. But if you wanted to sum up in one sentence, what is the tachlis of speaking about these events, of remembering these events, of why the Ribbono Shel Olam brought them in the first place? It was in order to create the Geula Hasida, and therefore the perfect beginning and the perfect ending of Haggadah Shel Pesach is L'Shana Haba Yerushalayim. So again, I thank you for the opportunity to share with you some thoughts this evening, and we should all taka bizoitha. That by reading the Haggadah, the Oidina and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichave by demonstrating, as Rashi says, by being Moishek Liban, we should be Zoicha, that Kimeit Seisham Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Neflois, we should be Zoicha, L'Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Thank you, man.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.